Well, good morning, everybody. All right. Well, praise God. You know, today we have the word blessed in three of the four readings. I always like it when God is clear about what it is that I'm supposed to talk about. And that word blessed, I remember when I was in seminary in scripture class, and we learned that the word blessed, which also the word beatitude, comes from the same Greek word, Markaroi, which means happy. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, that's wonderful. Like, that means that the Beatitudes, like, as long as I just do those, then I'll have this emotional high. I'll just be happy. Happy, happy, happy. Well, not too long after that, I had a difficult goodbye or two to make in my life with some people. And I remember kind of mourning that. And mourning those people kind of exiting my life. And I remember thinking, well, I don't feel very happy right now. Like, I thought I was supposed to be happy when I'm mourning. But, like, it doesn't quite work that way. I think the Beatitudes, we hear four of them in St. Luke's Gospel, which is what we heard today. St. Matthew gives us eight. But I think these Beatitudes don't really have a lot to do with emotion at all. The Beatitudes more, I think, have to do with a state of being. A state of being what? A state of being in conformity to Christ. A state of being in union with Jesus. Because you realize that in a way, he's talking about himself here. Blessed are you who are poor. God of the universe humbles himself, empties himself, and is born in a smelly barn in a pile of hay, that the God of the universe becomes poor in Jesus, and that this same Jesus spends his life walking around from one town to another town without so much as a bag on his shoulders. That's poor. And on the cross, he doesn't even have clothes. Stripped is he of even that. That's poverty. And we all have different types of poverty. Some of us have financial poverty. Some of us have poverties in our hearts and our poverties in different things that we think we're or we feel that we are insufficient or less than or not enough. And Jesus, God of the universe, becomes poor. And blessed are you who are now hungry. You remember Jesus fasts for 40 days, and that's how he really spent his whole life, that Jesus fasts. Jesus does without. Jesus, as he goes from one town to another town, after that, relies on the kindness of strangers for food. That even on the cross, he is hungry and thirsty. Blessed are you who are now weeping. The shortest verse of the Bible is in the 11th chapter of John. Jesus wept. It's the only verse of the Bible that's only two words. Jesus weeps because his friend Lazarus is going through what he's going through. Jesus weeps. He weeps as he's on the cliff looking over the city of Jerusalem and realizing how many people have chosen not to love God or not to know him. So many people who have turned their back on the Lord, and he looks and he weeps. Blessed are you when people hate you, when they exclude and insult you and denounce you as evil. That's Jesus. Yes, people loved him when he was working his miracles, but as soon as he opened his mouth and gave people a challenge, well, then it's time to turn away. People spat on Jesus. People whipped Jesus. People nailed Jesus on the cross. And we still do it by our sin. And this is Jesus. The Beatitudes show us, reveal to us the heart of Jesus. And inasmuch as we enter into these Beatitudes and kind of don't run away from them, then we are conformed unto Christ. Our heart is conformed unto the heart of Jesus. our lives become in union in a greater, deeper way with Jesus. And in our second reading, St. Paul says, "Whoa, you are the most pitiable of all people if you live for the here and now. If you live for this, think this is all there is, you are the most pitiable of all people," says the Word of God. And we're in the house of God because we realize this isn't it. Like, that this world is a small portion of a life that is eternal. And that Jesus goes on, he gives the blessings, but then he goes, "Woe to you who are rich because you've already got your consolation. Woe to you who are filled with the world because you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing and la 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 now because you will grieve. And you're living for the here and now." But we live for eternity. And the ultimate, the eternal happiness, that is the promise of the Beatitudes. When we conform our hearts unto that of Christ and enter you more deeply in union with Jesus, then we have the promise, the hope that we sang about in our psalm today. We have the promise of the eternal life. And I guess I just think this point is made beautifully in this little story that my pastor at my home parish, a couple days ago, he did a funeral mass for a guy who, real pillar of the church I grew up in, watched me grow up. And he told the story of, he said there was this guy. He had everything he ever wanted in his life here on earth. He had everything the world had to offer. From the moment that he was a little kid until the day he took his last breath, he had the best of everything. He had plenty of money, plenty, big house, all these things. Everything, popularity. And he knocks on heaven's door. St. Peter says, "Come on in." Walks on down through the gates, and oh my gosh, the path is paved with gold. And he looks at the houses, and he says, "Whoa, I thought I lived in a good house on earth. Look at these." And he goes, "Is that my house?" And St. Peter says, "No, come, keep coming." And he keeps going. "Is that my house? No. Is that my house? No." The house is getting a little smaller and smaller and smaller. Finally, they get to a part of heaven that is just outside, as a matter of fact. And the streets are no longer paved with gold. It's not quite as nice, plush. And St. Peter says, "Here you go." And the man says, "Well, that house is just a little hut built of mud and clay. It doesn't even have a ceiling." And St. Peter said, "Well, all your spiritual offerings, all of your prayers, your fastings, your almsgiving, everything you sent us while you were on earth, this is what we could afford to build you." And the man realizes at that time that he has wasted his life. That he lived for the here and now, and instead of listening to Jesus, who says, "Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven and on earth, in heaven, that where neither moth nor mold will destroy," that he did it, and he wanted to build the kingdom on earth. I want everything. I want everything. I want everything here, and then he neglected the afterlife. Jesus didn't. Jesus models for us on the cross, models for us in his whole life, the Beatitudes. And in the Beatitudes are not living for the here and now, but they're all in the future tense. And Jesus promises that if we conform our hearts unto his, enter into his life, that the same fate will be ours. And you and I are preparing to receive from this altar Jesus himself. And I pray that we will become more like the one we receive, and that we will enter more deeply in union with the life of Jesus. The heart of Christ will become more like our own, and that become more like his. And we pray for that gift that the Beatitudes promise. We pray that we will become people of the Beatitudes in the pattern of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.